Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a series talking about Christian philosophy. Now, that's the title that I've given this, and I'm aware that the word philosophy doesn't ring a bell with most people, but this is what the Scripture is saying in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. This is the verse that I started with yesterday, and Paul was saying in Colossians 2, 8, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy." Now, again, this is just a disconnect for most people, and they think, well, what is philosophy? Matter of fact, when I first read this, I had the exact same reaction that I'm sure many of you do. I thought that philosophy was talking about, you know, the belief system of Socrates, Plato, somebody like this, somebody thousands of years ago. We don't use the word philosophy much today. But if you study out the word philosophy, and I won't go through all of the dictionary definitions and the Greek, and I've done a lot of things to come to this place. But the bottom line, it all boils down to the fact that when it's talking about beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, this is talking about through the way you think, through your dominant way of thinking, your worldview, your paradigm. And most people haven't thought this through, but whether you realize it or not, you have a philosophy. You have a way of looking at life. You have an attitude that has been formed by the way you were brought up, by the experiences that you've had, by the knowledge that you have. It's a way of looking at things. And your philosophy, this outlook on life, predetermines your responses. Let's just say that if you have been taught to be an optimist, then that is going to influence and predetermine the way you respond to situations. Right now, we're in an economic downturn, a worldwide financial crisis, I've heard it called. And there's lots of people saying tremendous negative things, prophesying doom and gloom and all of these kind of things. Even though I don't deny that there is an economic crisis, you know what? I am not a pessimist. I'm an optimist. And instead of looking at things and operating in fear, perfect love cast out fear is what it says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. And if you really are secure in the Lord, and if you know that God is your source and not this world system, then you can go ahead and prosper while the whole world is falling apart. And I've already given testimony about how that's happening to me personally, in our personal life. It's happening in our ministry. We are prospering. We're seeing the greatest growth, the greatest income. Things are working. We are going completely contrary to what the rest of the world is saying. You know why? Because I have a philosophy that is based on years and years and years of walking with God and seeing God bring me through. My faith and my hope is in the Lord and not in the world economy. And because of that, I filter information differently than other people. There are some people that honestly, they are looking at things from a humanistic standpoint. In other words, what I mean by that is they aren't factoring God in as their source. They feel that they are just limited to the way that the world system's going. And if the stock market crashes and if jobs are being lost and if this is a time that people are crying that we are in a financial crisis, then they have a philosophy that doesn't factor God into everything. And because of it, there's panic and there's fear. We've all heard the stories about some of these millionaires who have committed suicide because they've lost so much money and it looks like that their life is over. That is a person who had a philosophy that God wasn't their source. Their joy, their life, their satisfaction wasn't in God and in their relationship with Him, but their life, their whole personality and identity was in their possessions. And I guarantee you, possessions are not the right thing. That's a wrong philosophy. It's a wrong outlook. But see, people who believe that, and if that's the way you think, then when the world falls apart, well, then what have you got to live for? And so they commit suicide. It's a wrong philosophy that causes people to do that. I could just continue going on with this. People who commit suicide in the first place have a wrong philosophy. They think that they are escaping. and that no longer will they have these hurts and pains. They are totally missing it because the Scripture reveals that the end of this life is not the end of existence, that you go on to exist either in heaven or in hell. And I guarantee you, people who commit suicide thinking that they are escaping prosecution, like, for instance, I remember these two young boys that went into the Columbine High School up here in a Denver suburb, and they killed like 12 or 13 people, and then they killed themselves thinking that they avoided persecution and prosecution. Boy, did they ever miss it. What they did was usher themselves into hell, into an eternity separated from God and under wrath and punishment. They didn't escape anything. But see, they did that because they had a wrong philosophy, the wrong values. They did not believe that God exists. They did not believe in heaven and hell. They thought they were escaping when all they did was just commit themselves, damn themselves for all eternity. I tell you, if people had the right philosophy, it would affect their actions. One reason, see, that back 100 years ago in America, we had a society where people were raised on the farm and things like this, and it wasn't unusual for every kid in school to have guns and know how to use them. They went out and hunted, and they used them for protection. And sometimes these kids would even bring guns to school. And yet you didn't have people going in and killing other people in schools. You know why? Because they had a philosophy about God. They had a philosophy on morality and our responsibility to other people. They also knew that there was a heaven and a hell, and they knew that if they committed these crimes, that there was a hell to pay in the future. And that philosophy, that outlook on life, caused people who had access to guns much, much more than we have today to act more responsibly because they had a right philosophy. Now we've changed our philosophy to where there's multitudes of people that don't believe in God. And even if they believe in God, they don't believe that there's a hell, and they don't believe that there's any retribution that's going to come to pass. And so we've taken away this philosophy. We've taken prayer out of schools, and if people have changed the way they thought, even though it is much harder to get guns nowadays than it was 100 years ago, even though there's metal detectors and there's security guards in our high schools, you still see violence and things like this, not because we need more gun restrictions. What we need is, once again, to go back to a philosophy, a way of thinking that controls our actions. Boy, this is so important. And people are missing this today. And what they're doing, they're trying to pass more laws to restrict guns. They're trying to pass more laws to control the way that you behave. There's even people that are trying to pass laws about, you know, fatty foods and what you can eat and what you can't eat. And they're just, people are trying to approach life with all of these restrictions. And what we need is more laws and more restrictions. And if we just forbid this, and if we put more penalties, and if we make people pay for this. And what we're doing, in the absence of morality, in the absence of a Christian philosophy, we're trying to come up with all of these other things to control society. And I tell you, that's the wrong approach. What I'm talking about here, what Paul said, is the way that we become spoiled. It doesn't matter if this is talking about an individual or if it's talking about society. It's through philosophy, the way we think. Our value systems. This is how Satan is destroying individuals. This is how Satan is destroying societies. And it's amazing that people refuse to acknowledge that, no, we've got to have certain values. We've got to have a Christian paradigm, a Christian outlook, a godly outlook that conforms to the Word of God. Man, people are afraid to say that this is wrong. That it's wrong. It's immoral for you to act this way. We don't want to tell anybody that they're wrong. We don't want to cramp their style. We don't want to come against anybody's thinking. We want to be politically correct. We're afraid to offend people. And so, if you are going to have a vacuum in philosophy, if everybody is just free to think however they want to, then you've got to start putting metal detectors in schools. You got to have armed guards. You got to start putting down laws. You got to become so restrictive. You got to intrude into people's liberties and freedoms because there isn't any moral compass on the inside. There isn't anything that restrains them. And I tell you, our society has gone just totally away from this. They are trying to be liberal and free in the way you think. And I'm telling you that that's wrong. We've got to control the way we think. The way you act is a result of the way you think. If you want to change your actions, if you want to change your results, you've got to change the way you think. And this is what these verses are talking about. Paul is saying, beware, be on guard, lest anybody spoil you through philosophy, through the way you think, through the vain deceit, traditions of men, after the rudiments of this world. That's talking about just thinking like the world thinks, thinking like a lost man that doesn't acknowledge God, that doesn't understand that we were created and designed by God. We are not an evolved animal. We are not like a dog or a cat or a cow that has just evolved with some extra abilities and talents and things like this. We are a unique creation created by God. And if you don't think that way, well, then that leads people to all of these kind of things. You know, let me just say some things. I'm going to go into this in a lot more detail later on. But let me just say some things. People who have put the environment up to nearly the same level as people. Which, you know, I am not a person who wants to pollute all of the streams. I live in a beautiful place. I live in Colorado. Man, I enjoy nature. I am not out for destroying streams and polluting and doing things like that. But, you know what? This world was created for us. Mankind is the crowning creation of God. And I guarantee you, one human life is worth more than any snail darter or anything else that you want to mention, a spotted owl or something like this. And people who are sitting there and they are just adamant, I mean, they're vicious. They're going to protest. They're going to do things. They're going to throw themselves in front of the, you know, the equipment that's going into the forest to save some spotted owl. And they're going to do all of these kind of things. And they're just adamant about that. And yet those same people will sit there and abort babies. I tell you, that is a wrong philosophy. Their value system is totally out of line. I've just come to a place that I guarantee you, if anybody is going to sit here and yell at me about the environment and I ought to be recycling and I ought to be doing this, and they're going to sit there and criticize me, and yet they would kill a baby because of their pro-choice philosophy, that is just hypocrite. That is wrong to the max. Nobody who is killing children and aborting babies has the right to sit here and defend any spotted owl or anything else. There needs to be some priorities. There needs to be some things established, and that is that, you know what, God gave us our life. We are not just like the rest of creation. We are not equal to some animal. No, God gave us this earth, and He told us that we are to rule it and we're to subdue it. And anyway, I'll deal with some of these things more as we get further into this. But I'm saying that, see, all of this comes from a philosophy. If you don't believe that God exists, if you believe that we just evolved from some slime, that we're no different than a coyote out here, we just have different abilities and stuff, but we ought to treat them with the same kindness, that's as much of a life as what we are, it's not so. They do not have the Spirit of God in them. They have a soul, but they do not have a spirit. God did not breathe Himself into them. And I guarantee you, to punish people for the sake of saving something is just wrong. Again, I'm not sitting here and talking about destroying the environment, but you can sit there and give a priority to people and what is good for people without sitting here and being just literally held captive by all of these environmentalists, all these tree huggers. I know many of you don't like that, but you know what? It's the truth. And I'm telling you, there needs to be a philosophy. There needs to be a philosophy that God is more important than all of these secular things that are coming out, all of this thinking that has arisen by people that don't believe in God, don't have any morality. And those attitudes are being fostered on us, pushed on us. And I tell you, it goes against Christian philosophy, a Christian way of thinking. And it's just ridiculous to think that you are going to change your experience over here without changing your life. And this is where the vast majority of the world is. Instead of taking responsibility and instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to try harder and I'm going to get up and I'm going to go again and I'm going to do this, what we do is think, oh, it's not my fault. You know what I need is government to stand in and just give me something and do this for me. That's a philosophy. To where you don't take responsibility for your own life, but you are instead mad at everybody else. Everybody else owes me something. Everybody else should be taking care of me. That's a philosophy, and it's a wrong philosophy. And it's against the Word of God. The Word of God teaches personal responsibility. Again, I'm going to be getting into this and naming a lot of these things and going into more detail as we go through this series. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is basically what's going on in our world today. We have people that are establishing a philosophy independent of God, independent of what has been taught us through the Word of God. They are just coming up with their own philosophy. Matter of fact, I actually saw a survey, a Barna survey. This is recent, within just the last few months. And he did a survey about how people establish their theology. Now, this was talking to people who called themselves born-again Christians, which there's a large segment of people that call themselves Christians, but to be identified as a born-again Christian is a select, limited segment of that group. But even among the people who called themselves conservative, born-again Christians, the question was asked, how do you form your opinions? How did you get your theology? And I don't have the survey in front of me, but basically the majority of the people said that they chose on their own, based on their own life experiences, based on their own way of thinking. The question was asked, how many of you adhere to the Word of God as being absolute? And a small percentage, the minority, adhered to the Word of God. They did not get their philosophy based on what the Word of God said. It was just based on, this is the way I was raised. This is what I think. I have read this book, and this is based on my study of Eastern religions or whatever. And they established their philosophy basically just piecemeal. It was kind of like a cafeteria where you go in and just pick this and you pick this and you get what you like. And this is how most people establish their philosophy, their basic approach towards life. I'm telling you that that's wrong. If you do that, Satan is going to spoil you. He's going to take from you what God has for you, what Jesus has already purchased. You have to go to the Word of God and establish a Christian philosophy, a Christian paradigm, a Christian outlook, worldview, a way of looking at things. And brothers and sisters, I don't know if I'm getting this across. I'm doing everything I can to try and get this across to you. I don't know if you've got the full impact of this, but I'm telling you that this is just foundational. You have got to renew your mind and conform it to the Word of God. And there's probably people watching right now that say, well, I just don't believe that. I believe that the Bible may contain little bits and pieces from God, but it's not accurate and it's not to be trusted in all of its deals and it's outdated and we can't live in the 21st century according to this book that was written thousands of years ago. Well, see, that's a philosophy that you have that is wrong. And that's how Satan is coming in and stealing, killing, and destroying from you. And I know some of you think, well, no, that's not true. And yet, look at the results. You're sick, you're poor, you're miserable, you're hurt, you're angry, you're bitter. And you don't like the results and you're wanting to change. That's why you're watching this program. And yet, when I'm telling you how it is that you change by changing the basic core values that you have, your philosophy. You need to conform it to God's Word instead of just leaning under your own understanding. And many of you take offense at that. And yet, you know, again, I don't say this in a bragging way. I'm not saying this to promote myself. I'm just trying to use everything I can to get my point across to you. I'm walking in health. I've seen my son raised from the dead. I'm seeing the miraculous power of God. I'm walking in prosperity during a time that other people are talking about how they're losing everything. I've gained 61% on my stock investments in 4 months during the worst downtime since the Great Depression. I'm prospering. I'm seeing things happen. I'm happy. I'm joyful. My relationships are good. Life is good. God is blessing me. It's working. So here is the results over here. Many of you would like to have those results, but when I tell you what it is, it causes it by putting God first, by acknowledging that I am not smart enough to direct my own life. I follow what God tells me to do and not what I feel like doing. And many of you want these results that I'm talking about, but then you disagree with me about how you get there. You're going to reject the root, but you want the fruit that I've got. I'm telling you, I'm saying this with all of the compassion that I've got and all of the authority that I've got, that if you want to see these results, if you want the results that the Word of God promises, then you've got to go to your core values. You've got to change your philosophy and adopt God's way of thinking. And if you're unwilling to do that, then I tell you, it's absolutely insane to think that you're going to get these results without planting this seed. Without this root, you'll never get this fruit. You cannot just change outwardly and yet still have all of these wrong concepts and wrong philosophies and belief systems on the inside. This is why God's Word was given to us. It's to change the way we think. This is God's way of thinking. These are God's thoughts. These are His values. And I don't care what society says today. Society today may say, oh, homosexuality is good and it's just another lifestyle and it's equally as important as a marriage between a man and a woman. That is not what God says. And if you think that way, it's going to corrupt you. Satan is going to steal from you, spoil you of good things. There's people today saying, oh, this old standard of morality is incorrect and we need to abolish that and get away from this. And let's get away from the Ten Commandments. And let's not talk about just worshiping one God. And let's make it so that there's many ways to God and all of these different changes in philosophy. There's people that embrace it. There's people watching this program. I know that you are. And you are sitting here and you're taking offense to what I'm saying. You want the results that I'm talking about. You want health. You want prosperity. You want joy. You want peace. You want relationships. You want hope. You want to have a positive outlook. But then you don't want to adopt any of these core beliefs. I tell you, it's just crazy to think that you're going to get this fruit with the wrong root. It doesn't work that way. You have to have a Christian philosophy, and that's what this whole series is about. I'm beginning to establish some of these core values. And I tell you, if you would just humble yourself and say, God, everything that I believe, all of my philosophy, I'm going to put it on the table. And I'm going to make it subject to you. If I'm thinking wrong, then you show me. And I'll bow to it. And I'll put you first. If you would be willing to do that and change the way you believe and think at your heart, then you'd get different results. That's what this whole teaching on Christian philosophy is all about. And I tell you, there's a lot of good materials in there. I encourage you to please listen as our announcer gives you this information about how you can get these products that we're offering. And then please call or write and request the materials. And then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's complete teaching series titled Christian Philosophy Part 1 is available on either CD or on DVD for a gift of any amount. The DVDs are made from Andrew's daily television program. Request CD album T1047C or DVD album T1047D when you contact us. The first teaching in the CD album titled The Way We Think is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. Request teaching TCP1C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline operators are standing by to take your call. Again, that telephone number is 719-635-1111. Or you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. On our website, you'll not only find materials from today's broadcast, you'll find a wealth of ministry resources available to you. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, what I'm saying needs to be heard by the entire world, and I'm doing everything I can to reach as far as I can with this Gospel Truth television program. I want to thank those of you who are partners with us. You know, again, I say that during this time that other people are just crying that the world is falling apart financially, we have prospered, and that's only because of those of you who believe in what we're doing and that you want to help get this gospel truth out. I want to thank you. And if you haven't become a partner, if you aren't helping us, I believe that you should. We need to be turning on a light instead of just cursing the darkness. And our program is reaching people and changing lives. And I encourage you to call and inquire about becoming a Gospel Truth partner today.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Little Rock, Arkansas this week for a men's conference August 28th and 29th and at Agape Church on August 30th. He'll also be in Charlotte, North Carolina September 13th through the 18th and in Johnson City, Tennessee September 19th and 20th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs, Colorado at the Curis Christian Center September 27th, in Colorado Springs for the annual Andrew Womack Ministers Conference September 28th through October 2nd, and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a Gospel Truth Seminar November 12th through the 14th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
I'd like to give you a special invitation to come and be with me on September the 13th through the 18th in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm going to be at Freedom Christian Center with my good friend, Pastor Dean Melton. I tell you, this is one of my favorite places to go. These people, if you have never been to Charlotte, to this Freedom Christian Center camp meeting, you are missing an experience. Not only the teaching of the Word and the power of God and healings and all of the things that go with a normal meeting, I tell you, the people there are special. Coming to see Pastor Dean is an experience in itself. And if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you ought to come be with us. We actually hold our meetings under a brush arbor. It's going to be a great time, September the 13th through the 18th in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
Another philosophy that I believe is based on Scripture is that, no, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. That Jesus said this, that a man's life in Luke chapter 12 does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Man, there is something more important than me having all of these things, and that is people are more important than things.